Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Look at us. Made it through the year. Half the world's on fire, but we did it. I felt that the only way to really wrap up this year would be to bring in Raymond so we could really break down what the fuck we did this year. I hope you had a beautiful holiday. I hope you're continuing to have a beautiful holiday. You know, hopefully you're not on the roof right now, just smoking a loose cig, praying for daylight to get away from your family, but raise my family. So I figured without further ado, you know him, you love him. He needs no introduction. One of my besties, you've seen him on the road with me. Ray, let's do the year wrap up show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
It was the longest year of my life.
Literally the longest year of my life.
Longest.
But also kind of whizzed by.
Well, it was the best. But
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah, I felt like I was running a marathon and I don't run because I'm fat and gay.
Yeah, and I've been kind of on running that marathon for 4 years, but this year in particular, really in the spring, we hit the touring hard.
Yeah, we did.
We went, did a lot.
We did a lot.
I would say from like February to June, it was full fucking throttle.
Yeah, but then we also ended the year full throttle. October,
November.
Yeah, like.
Didn't catch my breath.
Like Taylor Swift could write 6 albums about our October. You know how she has that one song about August? Mm-hmm. We had an album full.
We have every month of the year. January was difficult. It was cold and we were in Ohio.
Were we?
I remember we went to Cabo and I got so sick.
Oh my God. Well, that, how many times did you get sick this year?
I mean,
it was a lot.
I got sick.
It's a lot. I think you got to get checked.
Everything needs to get checked.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, the only person who's getting checked right now is Jeff. So he's taking advantage of our insurance and I haven't had time to get checked. So I need to get checked, but I don't have time. You know what I mean?
Well, you should make time.
I should make time because our insurance is about to run out.
Yeah. And also health is.
Health is wealth.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Why did you, I felt like you were about to point to my vagina.
I'm not going to say.
How's your penis? Is it okay? Did your penis survive 2023? You were anxious to point to the dick.
Yeah, I was going to point at my dick. I don't know why. That's all I have left. No, it's good. My penis is great. She's great. Thriving.
It was a she.
Yeah, this week she's a she. You know, because she's been a real lady.
Non-binary, I love it. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
This week she's been a she because she's been a lady. She hasn't been in the streets.
Oh, and so when it's a he, he's a Russian.
It's TMX.
Okay, what's his name? Tony the Tiger?
No.
Oh, I like Tony the Tiger for a dong name.
No, that's the cereal? Tony the Tiger, the cereal?
Yeah, why not?
No. Is it a tiger because I'm Asian?
No, I was not even going there. It just, at the end, he does a crunch sound.
A lot of people don't know that tigers are from Asia.
Where do they think tigers are from?
They think that they live in the African savannas, and they don't. The tigers are specifically Asian.
Tigers are Asian, and then lions are African.
Correct.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. I did not know that the Mediterranean Sea was a sea and not an ocean. I did learn that this year. I've learned a lot.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about the things that we've learned this year.
I think you start because I knew a lot before. You know, we were operating at different academia levels before this year. You know, I think you finally caught up.
I forget. Member of Mensa. Yeah. Went to medical camp for seven days.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Ray, but I did win my episode of Celebrity Jeopardy and beat out highly intelligent other people. So, you know, again.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of. Last night I told you I'm proud of your growth.
I did.
I forgot the academic growth.
The academic growth.
I was just saying, commenting on your cooking skills.
Thank you.
Because we've evolved from eating and giving both of us salmonella to like actually making Thanksgiving meal.
And I did not have time to cook this year, but I do know now how to like make sure chicken's not raw.
Yeah.
Which I'm proud of myself for.
Yeah.
But yes, what have I learned? What is my growth this year? I am moving out of my people-pleasing era, which is about, I don't know how to not please people around me, but I think I'm moving out. I think I'm moving out of my people-pleasing area into just like nasty cunt era.
Yeah. I think I'm finding my feminine power.
Oh God.
You know, just standing up for myself.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast, and it's a wrap. Your feminine power.
Yeah.
And I'm tapping into my masculine power.
And as you should.
Because I'm about to start just firing and hiring.
Hitting people.
I'm going to start throwing cell phones.
Okay, Naomi Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. You know what? If that's what you want, you do it.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
But I do think I'm at a point in my life now where I have made sure that everybody around me is super comfortable all the time. And I need to make sure that
I don't know if I'm on that list. But
okay. Okay. Interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting enough.
Uh-huh.
No, okay. I saw something on TikTok that motivated me. And again, will I execute this? Will I follow through on making sure that I am the last person to get served?
What was our word of the year last year? Remember when we did our
vision? Oh my God. What was the fucking word?
Well, Jeff's was execution.
Jeff's was execution. So and he has executed so much this year. I'm very proud of him.
What was mine? Shit. I already forgot. Well, it's probably going to be the same this year.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to recycle.
We're going to recycle.
Because we are climate activists.
I thought mine was elevation.
Oh, maybe it was.
Elevate. I think it was elevate.
Oh, I think it was. And you did.
I did.
And you did.
I did. And she's literally levitating.
Uh-huh.
She's elevated so much.
She's Dua Lipa levitating. That's her song.
Dua Lipa levitating.
There she is.
Mm-hmm. So, but I'm stepping into my masculine power. I need to get on more of a boss hat. So I need to start making more executive decisions and just telling people no.
See, and when I say my feminine energy, maybe this is misogynistic. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll apologize later and probably I won't. But I just feel like I have often put my feelings aside. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'll just like say I have no feelings. And now I'm like, that really hurt my feelings. You're a fucking asshole.
Okay, there you go.
And then I let them people know and now I'm out.
But if you're going to step into your feminine power, you'd immediately say sorry after.
Well, I just apologized before I even just said that. So I am in it. Thank you.
And in my masculine energy, I'm going to start jerking off in public. Preferably on the subway. Fun.
Okay. Just not near any schools.
No. Never. I would never. No. But I would make sure that. I feel like if you're going to really step into your masculine power.
Are you going to just start rubbing poles up and down?
Uh-huh.
Just like on the subway?
Yeah. Because I think that's. I'm going to just start going around to people going, you fired. And then jerking off on the subway. And that is. You know what I mean? That's a choice.
That's a choice. That is a choice for you.
That is a choice.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Great. Uh-huh. So we're wrapping up the year. What would you say your rose of the year was?
I thought you said bros.
No, rose.
Rose.
Well, I guess you're absolutely yes of the year.
Yes. Let's stay on brand. Haven't done an absolutely not in like 3 weeks.
Really levitating.
But we're wrapping it up. We're staying on brand. Uh-huh. Let's do Rose and Thor. My rose for the year was playing Radio City. Okay. That was the coolest experience of my life. I also think the rose of the year was the day that the special came out and the amount of love I felt and that just like having those monumental moments, those are roses. Thorn of the year is probably going to be when Jeff gets his sinus surgery in a couple days. And I'm going to want to literally hit the new car that I bought him off a bridge. That it's just Jeff's medical issues. You know what I mean? That's probably that.
It's really tough when you have to be supportive to your best friend's spouse, mm-hmm. you know, and you mm-hmm. know that they're a baby back bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so fun. Okay. That's a great one. I love those for you.
Yeah. And just, you know,
did you remember that you got a new dog this year? We're not going to put that in the rose list.
Oh no, but she's already the rose of my life. Okay. She's my macaroni. I mean, yes. Okay. And now I'm a bad parent. Macaroni is the love of my life. Oh fuck. Actually, you know what?
Is she in the hospital?
Leave her in the hospital. Today's her birthday. When we're recording
this. Oh, her day of birth?
Yes, today is her birthday. I'm flying home tonight. Mommy will be with daughter tonight.
Oh, I didn't know it was her actual day of birth.
Yes.
She's a Sag like me.
She is a Sag.
Wow, you really surrounded yourself with Sagittarius. Me, your mom,
It's
your dog.
Unfortunately, like Sagittarius and then Capricorns.
Yeah. Well, I don't
add
on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We love those. So Thorn is, okay, I think there's a couple other thorns, but I'm not gonna, I don't
what
know.
What thorns do you think?
I don't know if those are public, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about those
later. Oh, we'll talk about them offline? No, yeah. I think we should talk about them right here. What thorns? What are my thorns? I mean, yeah, we all have personal thorns. Okay, I got the flu a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
I think that
my weight fluctuated aggressively.
So that was what I was gonna say. I didn't want to be mean, but I felt like you finally hit your peak and then it just went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was down, then I went up. Then I went down. My eczema's come back, flared to high heavens.
Flared
up.
Yeah, so I think that one was a tough one.
What are some of your rose and thorns?
Okay, rose for sure was. Like, obviously, this just the year that we've had was incredible, but getting to perform in front of my parents was something that I'm so grateful for.
Rose for me was getting to hang out backstage with Cindy and Mo. And let me tell you what, your dad was dressed like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And Shaft.
Yeah, he was dressed like Shaft. And yeah, I love not the blazer.
Why did I say Shaquille O'Neal?
You know
I have
what?
No idea.
Good for giving him that height. He would appreciate that.
Mo's a petite man.
Yeah, he's little. He's short. He's a shorty.
Cindy was crushing champagne backstage.
Yeah.
I adore your parents.
Yeah, so that was definitely a rose, was getting to do that. And thorn. Wow, there's a lot of thorns. I think becoming pre-diabetic without health insurance is pretty much a thorn.
Now, you know? Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah,
has anybody actually said you're pre-diabetic? Or is this just a hill you're going to die on?
No. It was one of those things where you're getting a blood test for an STI.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, this is your weight. This is your BMI. This is your cholesterol. So I just want you to know this is the triangle of pre-diabetes.
This and is a triangle of hell, and you were in the Bermuda. You're about to lose your way.
So it was the whole thing, and it just, you know, that's fun for me. You know, and then my dad runs in the family. My dad's doctor was like, better get it together by a certain age or you will never come back, you know?
Okay, so maybe moving into the next year, maybe we work on the diabetes.
Well, maybe we should, but how do we do that? When every time I go to dinner with you, you ordered 75 carbohydrates.
I'm sorry, it's my fault?
I'm just saying.
Okay, we'll get on a wellness plan. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Oh, I tried to take us to Fat Camp.
I know, you did want to take us to Fat Camp. But here's the thing. The Fat Camp that we want to go to is in Italy, okay? It's a version of the ranch. So there's the ranch in Malibu. We want to go to the version in Italy.
Yeah.
Matt Bomer just went there. He's never looked better. I mean, he's fucking hot.
Always
he's always hot. Shout out to Matt. If you ever hear us, he DMs
you.
Want to
hang out? Like, I'm
you
want to
hang out?
This isn't a sexual thing. This is just respect, you know? Queen to queen, like, let's do it.
He's an
skin
artiste.
Skincare to skincare. You know what? We're doing it. Yeah, artists. We're artists.
So
you're a model, I'm a troll, but we're both artists.
And I love that. That's a beautiful thing. I would do the ranch in Italy, but I want to go eat for 2 weeks in Italy and then I'll end.
But you eat there. The food looks amazing. It's like all vegan.
But I'm not going to Italy and not having like a fucking Florentine steak. I'm not having.
But maybe
veal.
We are, but maybe it's vegan.
I know, Ray, what you're not hearing is I want to go party for a week and then I'll go and fit in.
And
up
she's
on the ranch.
Not to blame for my high cholesterol.
Well, first of all, I have perfect cholesterol. I have perfect blood pressure. That is also genetics, okay? I got a lot of things from my father, okay? Yeah. We'll probably pass very early, okay? Knock on wood. But I'm telling you right now, my sister and my mom, who are tiny and petite, have high blood pressure and other shit.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you need something great to travel with, then you got to get Bace. Okay, Bace is awesome. Listen, airport anxiety is a real thing. Between constantly checking my pockets for my ID or forgetting the gate number, even though I just looked at my boarding pass, I'm stressed. I'm always stressed when I'm at the airport. But when you travel with Bace, your bag has the function and the fashion to keep you calm, carefree, and looking cute. Bace was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Bace has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushion handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and has even a place to store your shoes separately. Thank God. Nothing grosser than putting your shoes on top of your clean clothes. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead, and Bace has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Right now, Bace is offering our listeners 15% off when you first purchase by visit Bace, but I'm going to spell it for you, okay? It's B-E-I-S travel.com. That's B-E-I-S, pronounced Bace, but B-E-I-S travel.com/absolutely. Go to basetravel.com/absolutely for 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's basetravel.com/absolutely. Enjoy traveling. I think it's going to be a great gift for the top of the new year too. Hey, encourage people to get out there, see the world in 2024. Again, that is basetravel.com/absolutely. I love AG1. Why? Because when I start drinking AG1 daily, I feel so good. It's a no-brainer. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports my body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Listen, if you just want to start your day off the right way, listen, back in the 50s, people used to roll out of bed and smoke a cigarette. We're not doing that shit anymore. We're getting out of bed. We're taking one scoop of AG1. We're putting it in a little cold water and we're drinking it down. It tastes delicious. And you know that you're giving yourself the foundational nutrition that you need to start your day right. AG1 is a supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you've been a listener of this podcast for as long as I've been doing it, you should already know. This should already be a staple in your closet. But if you're new here, welcome to the club of the AG1. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Start the year off right. Again, that's drinkag1.com/absolutely. This makes a great gift. This makes a great gift for yourself. Listen, don't end the year sluggish. There's no better time than now to starting with that good foundational nutrition. Again, go to drinkag1.com/absolutely. I just did the test for life insurance and the woman came to the house.
Okay.
It was so bizarre. I had to.
What do they do? Is it like the presidential test?
No, it's not the presidential test. But this bitch, what I say, she pulled out a fucking scale. She pulled out a scale out of a duffel bag. She sat at my own kitchen table.
But it has to recalibrate. So that's never right.
Well, the numbers looked good. So I'm not going to question the process.
That's why you're always supposed to weigh yourself on the same scale and you're supposed to keep it in the same spot because the earth and the gravities and all the sciences and the physics, it's got to recalibrate. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know what was calibrating except I was under 200 pounds and I will take it. I was like 198. I was like, let's fucking go.
And then did she like needle you or anything?
She took so much fucking blood to the point where like as she was taking the blood, I was kind of blacking out.
Were you supposed to like not eat anything before?
I was fasted. Okay. I was already fasted. I just did it fasted because I knew that the triglycerides would look low, low, low.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to get that policy.
Yeah.
Now, they have not called me back to confirm or deny whether or not I've got life insurance.
They're sending the blood 3 times around just to double check because they think there's some sort of scam happening.
They think a scam's happening. I had to show her all of my fucking like supplements, drugs, whatever. Then she did an EKG on me.
You showed her that little bag of pills you take everywhere?
I showed her the pills.
Uh-huh.
She did ask me questions. She was like, have you ever, do you drink? I was like, never. But I don't drink that much. I really don't.
That's what people don't understand is you really have cut back and it's so sad.
But it's sad.
You know what? It's the right move for you because you're aging at an alarming rate. So when you drink less, it helps with your youth.
Can I be honest with you? It's honestly, if I drink wine, I will have a sleepless night. I got up 3 times last night having red wine when we went to Tennessee. And I just, my legs hurt the next day. I just get fucked by wine.
My eyes were heavy. They were like my Asian ancestors. Like I couldn't open it. I was just still hungry. You know?
Yeah, still, I was so hungry today.
Yeah.
I'm hungry right now. I'm starving.
I know, me too.
But this lady comes and then she made me lay on the couch and do an EKG. And I had to do a urine sample at my own home, which was weird. So I peed in the cup and then she put it in like a vial. So she's sitting at my kitchen table.
With
like,
your pee-pee?
With my pee in a little like plastic beaker, putting it in another beaker. And I was sitting there and she
Were you the only one that had to do this?
Yeah. Well, Jeff, because Jeff already has life insurance.
Oh, Jeff already did it.
Yeah, I'm trying to set up for success.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So who is the beneficiary of the policy since you're childless?
It would be my husband.
Oh, okay.
And then I guess we could name you a benefactor.
Oh, great.
AKA, I better watch my fucking back. But anyways, that was just a real oh fuck moment. So I'm waiting to get those results back.
So if
I get denied, I just need you to know we're going on a bender for 2 weeks in Italy.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I'm always happy to bend.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Bend and snap right back.
Yeah, there we are. Tell you that I bend and snapped in front of Reese Witherspoon once?
Oh, and how'd that go?
It went really well. She laughed. She giggled. It was at a gym. It was back when I was manorexic.
It was at BBS? Body by Simone? Mm-hmm.
Bend and snapped. And it was a whole vibe. And there I was just hitting an 8 count right in front of her. And I felt alive.
Good for you.
You know, I was like, I should be in this movie.
You know what people don't realize is that because you and I have worked at so many gyms, I will never forget the day I was at Body by Simone.
Yeah.
I would wait on Taylor Swift all the time. I've never even told this. She would come in, she was training for like the VMAs or maybe it was the Grammys.
It was the Reputation Tour, I think.
Oh, the Reputation Tour and the album's about to come out?
I think that's what it was.
And she would come in and have privates and her security would pull in the back of BBS and they'd all have umbrellas and she would come in and she was so tall and so pretty and I would listen to her rehearse all the time and it was the coolest fucking thing. And we were in this tiny studio.
The nicest.
Nicest.
I've chatted with her a couple times and she was really nice.
Lovely.
Lovely. Her security team was sexual.
Oh.
That is what I remember. Dude.
I remember I chatted because I would be sitting at the front desk awkwardly and you know, all the doors would be locked. She'd be in there rehearsing and I would just chit chat with her security and they were all like hot army dudes from Nashville.
Yeah.
Yoked out.
Yeah, they were. Hot. They were a good time.
Should we go to the Eras Tour in 2024?
I mean, I'm not opposed. I mean, I would love to support my sister. You know what I mean? Like just we're all artists. Girls in Sequence.
Girls in Sequence.
We're doing it.
I always tell people, if you've ever come to one of our shows, it's the exact same vibe as the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
So when people started dressing up for that tour, I was like, they've been doing that at my show since the dawn of time. But I think we should go. I think we should definitely put that on the calendar that we go see an Eras Tour.
I think that's definitely going to be on the vision board.
Okay.
I think we're going to put that on the vision board. What's on your vision board? Oh, are you going to put that house on the vision board?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, shout out to Ansley Real Estate. They're selling a home right now. It's $11.5 million. It's 3 acres, but it has 2 guest houses. I'm going to tell you that right now. That is not in my budget. That is so far out of my budget. I cannot afford that home, but it's got a pickleball court, tennis court, saltwater pool. It is stunning. It's got ivy growing on the outside of the house, but I want the 2 guest houses because I could put Robin in 1 guest house.
Right.
And then the other one could be full-time podcast studio office so I can stay on my compound.
Yeah.
When we're on the road, we're doing shows, we're doing everything, and then I come home and I don't have to go anywhere.
This is so Barbra Streisand.
It is so Barbra Streisand.
You don't even leave your house.
And then I'd be down the street from Yepa and like the OK Cafe and all my hot spots.
Right.
I really wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah, okay.
But I cannot afford the home.
No.
And that is, talk about living outside your means. One thing I do think I did very well with is like with any success, I really stay within my means.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dinner was very expensive last night. Dinner was $1,200.
You're great at staying inside your means, except when you are at the wine list.
Forget it.
Yeah, you get.
We spent $500 on wine, and then I had a sleepless night.
Yeah. Well, I didn't pick it. You picked it.
It's a nice Sicilian red.
We would have saved money if I had just stayed with martinis.
Can I tell you though? We should have. That was it. Honestly, that's how we're going to save money by financially savvy. We're not buying wine.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
We're only doing martinis.
Also, I feel like, well, I guess the blood wine's good for you. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. If I knew what was good for you and what was bad for you, I wouldn't be sitting here pre-diabetic and broke.
Amen.
You know? Like, I don't know.
I think, I have the house on the vision board. It's not probably ever going to happen. Oh, no, it will. It will happen.
It will happen.
It will happen.
Yeah.
But it is way outside of our means right now.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I don't need an $11 million house. I need 3 $5 million houses.
But see, if you can afford an $11 million house, you can also then afford the other three, five million dollar houses.
That's the problem with the billionaires of the world, just like taking everything from everyone. You know what I mean? Like, let's scale back.
I don't. What are we going to do? Squat in the fucking house?
No, I just mean that, like, we don't need to be that excessive.
I haven't been excessive.
But you want a house with two guest houses.
Because I have a lot of fucking people that visit me on the regular.
You know, in the pickleball court, and you barely play.
Okay, because I have not had access.
Okay.
I have, the hours don't work. If I have my own pickleball court, I can play whenever the fuck I want,
okay.
Right?
Okay, okay. Sure,
here's the thing. People don't realize sometimes it's very hard. My mom and lives with us, and we live with her. It's a beautiful commune, but it would be nice if she had her own space as well.
Yeah.
And if I had my own office on the property, I just want, because if we have kids, it's going to be a lot. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's, it's everybody loves Raymond, but nobody likes me. Uh-huh. That's really the name of the show.
Well, that's also truth in life.
Yeah. And think about it. If I have a house with multiple gates and a pickleball court and a saltwater pool, you can come hang out. You know what I mean? You don't even have to see the rest of the family.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really for you. It's for my son.
Yeah, I did stop staying at your house this year because the chaos went up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I felt it.
Yeah.
And it was nice not having you bitch about, you know, the breakfast.
Excuse me. I have never once complained.
Well, I felt the energy.
Excuse me. I close the door in silence and then I have food delivered and I have to text you because the gate code changes every other fucking week.
It does. Because,
you know what I mean? And I don't know how to open the front door without the whole alarm system going off, which is exhausting. Also, the front door doesn't open because it's been jammed for the 10 years that I've known you.
It's not been jammed. It's a brand new door.
The lock thing is like, you know, like the...
What? Well, add that to the list. Let's call house manager Jeff and he can fix it.
The double door doesn't like line up. And then when I wait,
the door is not great.
It doesn't line up. And, remember, and I know this.
It's custom and it's a little wonky.
And you know, the only reason I know this is because then one of the last times I was in Atlanta, we had to move a whole piano.
Yeah.
And then we're letting in the piano guys and they can't open the double doors. And I'm like, how is this still a problem?
Yeah. So I do think I think honestly, the answer is a little WD-40.
But also it could just be like gravity, like the way the house is settled.
It's a well-built house.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like...
That's why, here's the thing. If you're buying a new build, I've been seeing horror stories on TikTok. Mm-hmm. People are buying these multi-million dollar homes that are new builds. And they're being... literally, they go up into the attic and the two beams are not even stapled together.
Yes.
The staples are just hanging out in the loose air.
Yeah. Loose.
So I'm saying this house that I want...
Wait, also, you were telling me the story the other day about... You have an attic?
We have an attic, yeah.
What's up there?
Artifacts.
Artifacts.
Probably my dad's dead body. Yeah, but it's nice and cool and insulated, okay. So he didn't rot in the summer.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we have an attic.
Okay.
We have a basement. It's a Georgia thing.
Yeah, well, the basement I knew about. That's where we hang out the most. But I didn't know you had an attic. You know what I mean?
People think I live in the basement. I don't live in the basement. I live on the same floor as my mom, and that's also a problem.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a problem.
That was bad.
Try making love, and you hear Robin knocking on the door. Heather, the cat threw up on my pillow. Okay, I don't know what you want me to do. So, yes, on my vision board is this home. We are not there.
Yeah.
We are not there.
Okay.
But Ansley Real Estate, if anybody hears this, shout out to Amy Mallon, realtor to the stars. Please tell these people to hold out for a couple more years.
What else is on your vision board, though?
I don't know yet. That's going to be another episode. We're going to get to the vision board.
Got it.
But we didn't even go through. Oh, Rose was your parents seeing you perform.
Yeah, Rose was my parents seeing me perform.
Your absolute yes.
That was my absolute yes. That and just like some of the places we got to go, like performing at Radio City was incredible. Like performing in New York where I live is iconic. And also like so many of my friends had never seen me perform ever in life. And so doing the LA show was like so incredible for me because these people who have known me for 10 years have never got to see what I wanted to do.
Right.
And they did. And I crushed. So
crushed.
Good for me. Mm-hmm. And then also another rose was just like, I think that there a couple people that I have become such close friends with this year that I wasn't really friends with last year. And I think that that's so incredible to be an adult and have new deep friendships because it's so hard to make friends as an adult, especially with the job that we do where we don't have coworkers. Like I don't have a water cooler to go meet somebody and like chit chat and like talk about what happened on TV last night.
Friday, 5 o'clock, happy hour, we don't have mixer at a bowling alley.
No. And so like, we don't have that.
We just have fans.
Yeah, we just have fans. And like those
and
people
they'll
just
turn on you real quick.
Yeah, those people are just trying to skin my head, you know, and like make a wig out of it. But like, I feel so lucky to have made some really good friendships this year that I didn't have before. And I'm so proud of that.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to lose people left and right.
Also, I will say another thorn of mine was I did try to pick up the tennis this year. I did.
We both did.
I tried to pick up the tennis this year. And after three lessons, I developed plantar fasciitis, so then that means I'm hobnobbling around. I'm about to lose my foot, you know, and New York's a walking city. I walk 5 miles a day. I walked home from dinner last night, you know, and I'm suffering.
Yeah.
I have a knee scooter in my apartment.
You know, I will say this right now. It's not, you know, we talk about this stuff every year, like, oh, we're going to try this. It's not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
It's for lack of cartilage in the body that's left.
Yeah.
It's for the lack of hours in the day that you could sleep or eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not because we're being lazy. No. There's nothing lazy about this crew right here.
No, nothing lazy. Also, I feel like, what was another? I think we had some incredible vacations.
Where did we go?
We went to Mexico.
We
went to the Hamptons. Like, just some great, we had some great times.
I will say, I asked Jeff what his rose and thorn were, and he said our trip to Italy this year was his rose. And it's getting to see me perform at Radio City. And they said, what was your thorn? And he's like, probably the sinus surgery that's about to happen. Men are insufferable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, we have a lot to look forward to next year. We're going to Australia. Oh, if you haven't gotten your tickets, get your tickets at heatherontour.com. We're coming to Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne. We're so excited to be coming to Australia. We have shows in Kentucky. We're starting the year off in Florida. We're going to the West Coast.
Yeah, we're hitting my hometown, almost my hometown, Sacramento.
We're going to Sacramento. Last time I was there, I was in a gang shootout. So I am excited to see how everyone's doing since.
Yeah.
Really checking on my peeps.
I think we're doing Salt Lake.
We're doing Salt Lake. Oh, the Mormons are fun. They're fun to goof with.
See, I've never been only to the airport. Big Delta hub there. So it's
beautiful. Sky Club.
Yeah, there it is.
I haven't nailed down a great hotel there yet.
I
think we need to go a couple days early and stay somewhere.
The
show?
It's like Sacramento. It's back to back. We can't go early to Salt Lake.
Okay, then maybe we stay 2 days after and we hit a slope. Yeah,
obviously.
When is the show? In May?
April.
Okay, probably can't opry ski.
I don't know those. I mean, Tahoe, they were skiing till June this year.
Oh, fuck. Okay, then we're Salt having
Lake,
a moment.
Yeah, Salt Lake might still be it.
But we need you guys to buy tickets. We're still hitting it hard.
Yeah, we're still hitting it hard, which I'm excited about. But, you know.
Rape, I'm wondering if you got to pull this mic up a little bit. I'm worried.
I think we're screaming.
Are we good? We're good. It sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. Dimitri, I'm good, right? I'm like, I'm the voice of a homosexual. This is picking up every, thank you, octave, whatever it is.
He's got
you
know, it.
I'm a tenor. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got it. We're not worried, folks. You know what? I'm not worried about a gay in a microphone. They will always hit the note.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp. Just get help. Just get help and make it better. Okay. I love BetterHelp because it's an awesome way to talk to somebody online in your car, wherever you are. You don't have to make an appointment and go into some stuffy doctor's office. BetterHelp is just an awesome experience online to, hey, start thinking about therapy. Give BetterHelp a try. Listen, it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist today and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I love BetterHelp. It was so easy when I was on the road. I was able to just literally go online, find a therapist. So when I'm stressed out, I'm doing shows, I'm backstage, I only have a 15-minute window, somebody was able to really be able to chat with me on my time, on my terms, which is 90% of it. Nobody has time to go into a stuffy office and then you gotta lay on a couch and things are awkward. Listen, do it all online. Make it easy for yourself. BetterHelp is awesome. And listen, the holidays are a great time to start. Okay. You know, you're gonna be around family that's going to drive you nuts. You know, the stress of schlepping and moving around and traveling, all of that. Why not have a non-biased third party just to sit around and have a little chit chat with? Listen, in the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/absolutely today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/absolutely. Again, that's betterhelp.com/absolutely. You're going to thank me later. You're going to love BetterHelp. It's just an awesome way to have somebody to chit chat with. Again, safe, all online, and on your terms. That's betterhelp.com/absolutely. You know what I love? Microdosing. Yeah, I do. I love to take a little bit and feel a lot. And that's what I'm into. You know, when you microdose, you can just kind of chill out, but you're not out of control. You're not doing anything that you shouldn't be doing. You're just chilling. Go to microdose.com and use code absolutely to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Listen, I love microdosing. And how does it make me feel? It makes me feel like a sense of relief, of anxiety, of pain, of muscle tension. I like a mood boost, a relaxation, living in the moment, spicing up things. I like feeling better, and I like to feel like I can also relax. I'm laying in bed right now. I got my microphone. I'm recording this ad, but you know what? I'm doing a little microdosing. The dogs are snoring. We're all cuddled up, and we're feeling fabulous. Why? Because sometimes a little bit goes a long way. You can learn more about microdosing THC. Go to microdose.com and use code absolutely to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Again, that's microdose.com, code absolutely. Microdose.com, code absolutely for 30% off. You know what I love? I love a microdose. Yep. You know, I just said it right there. Feel your body, feel your mind, and really feel at peace. Be in the zone. Again, if you want to enjoy some microdose gummies, which is one of the ones I took right now, just go to microdose.com. Code absolutely for 30% off. Again, that's microdose.com. Code absolutely for 30% off. Can't think of anything else I'd rather do over a holiday vacation than hang out, microdose a gummy, and chill out and giggle. Love and light. Back to the podcast. Do you know that it was my most annoying thing in like high school when people were immature and they didn't know how to say, like, they'd be like, Heather's funny and she's loud. Like, loud and funny were the same thing. I'm like, I'm not loud. No. I'm actually not a loud person.
Yes.
It's called, I fill a room with joy and laughter. Uh-huh. You dumb cunts.
Captivating. There's a positive word.
Engaging.
Oh, engaged.
Engaged.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we've had a really wild year. I think definitely things kind of hit, it all came to a head in October and November with just everything that was going on. There was just, it was fucking crazy. And I have been able to kind of catch my breath, but when I caught my breath finally 2 weeks ago, then I got the flu. Like, my body shut down.
Yeah.
And I feel like you had an illness. You had an illness on the road.
Yeah, I had that horrific sinus infection. And
yeah,
that was,
took, Scarlett took a tumble.
Well, yeah, I was like literally taking warm baths like a lady from the Gilded Age in Raleigh, North Carolina and Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was taking literally warm baths trying to heal myself. And then that was, then I, the only drugs I had were like Mexican Z-Packs.
Which knocked it out.
Knocked it right out.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. So
we,
I got to make
we do need to do a drug run. Yeah. We do need to go down.
We need to hit the Mexicos.
We need to hit the Mexicos.
I need to see mi familia.
I need to see mi familia as well.
Yeah. I need the cervezas, las farmacias.
I like some ceviche.
Yes, los tacos.
Oh, los tacos en los fabuloso. No, no, I'm not talking about the cleaner. Actually, my favorite taco place in Tulum is called Los Fabulosos.
Oh, God. I was
But also, I love the cleaner. Like, you know your house was fucking clean if it smelled like Fabuloso.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was. Yeah. It really was. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, we need to hit the Mexico. I've got to figure that out.
We definitely need to hit the Cabos. I think we're going to go to the Turks and Caicos at the beginning of the year. Fuck, I got a call about that. That's another thing to do on the list.
Yeah, you got a long to-do list.
I got a long to-do list.
Yeah. How's the Christmas shopping going?
There's been none.
Okay.
I wanted to do, everybody had to do $100. I wanted Mom, Ashley, Jeff, and I to do $100 on TikTok gift shop. Like, I want some weird kind of like tincture. I want a little mini microphone.
But that's what you want. What do they want?
Well, I told them because we don't do gifts. And so I told everybody, all right, I'm taking everybody to the Turks in the beginning of January. That's your gift. Mm-hmm. But I said, if we want a little stocking stuffer, maybe every day is $100 on TikTok shop.
Got it.
And then nobody agreed to that. So I'm going to spend $400. I'm going to buy myself $100 gifts on TikTok and buy everybody else. Maybe I'll do the stockings.
Yeah. Okay.
I like giving. We're not, my mom is the worst at gifts growing up. Horrific at gifts. Yeah, was your parents ever good at gifts?
So my parents were good when we were younger, but they're, my, you know, my mom's with the early dementia, sort of. It's undiagnosed, but I'm watching it happen day by day.
Okay.
Last year,
she needs a ginkgo biloba.
Yeah. Last year, my sister's an elementary school teacher. I love my sister. She's so fun. She's got great style. She's not the easiest to shop for. Give her cash. She'll be fine. Last year for Christmas, my mom gave my sister a printer
Okay.
A toolbox.
Okay.
And a leaf blower.
That is so sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would say now when people ask, I would say my parents are horrific at giving gifts, but I send a list. So I, like, they're like, give me a list, give me a list. And I send a list and I get what I want. But also when you're the prodigal son, you always get what you want.
When you're the prodigal son, you heard it here first. When you're the prodigal son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, we'd got by such fucking horrific gifts. She'd go to Ross for Less, even though she could have, I mean, I'm not, you know me, I'm not a real, well, I don't need
like
a lot
a
of
money
stuff.
Thing. It's like
it's
a,
not a money thing, but I said, thought. Mom, it's a thought. You bought me like old cheese, you know, remember the cheese straightener? She'd buy me like knockoff cheese shampoo and conditioner that she bought at Ross for Less that's like outdated. I'm like, I don't even use this brand. I don't even own a straightener.
No.
What are we doing?
No.
Yeah, she's bought a bunch of knickknacks and they've already started to arrive and they're from Amazon and I keep opening every box. She's like, you weren't supposed to open that. That's your Christmas gift. And it's like a mini vacuum, but it's like the size of your hand.
Yeah, no.
And it runs on like one AAA battery. And I said, what am I supposed to use this for? She's like, I don't know. Like inside your car. I'm like, no. I get it washed once a week, Mom.
Sandy's good with me. She'll like drop the little mini cocktail bottles of alcohol in the stocking.
Nice.
She'll do that. She'll hit the chaps that I like. And then she'll surprise me with like a vintage tea that she found somewhere. Like it'll be like an MTV tea, or it'll be like a tea with a wiener dog on it because I'm obsessed with wiener dogs. Like she will think about those things and she'll surprise me. So she's good at the little things. But like if it's like a bigger item, it's like I said, it's going to be a leaf blower unless I send a list, you know, with the things that I want on it.
So when I was in my first year dating Jeff, I had him get me for my birthday a window unit, air conditioning unit.
Oh.
Because I'm a practical gal.
Yeah.
And I said, this is really a gift for both of us. And he was so worried. He thought he had to buy me like a Louis Vuitton purse. I'm like, no, I'm not that. No, absolutely not. And he bought me like a $400 air conditioning unit because I was like, I want to do the sex and then be cool afterwards.
Okay, but here's the thing. I was like getting screamed at the other day because I haven't removed my air conditioning unit from the window for winter because I'm here in New York. And everyone's like, you have to take it out every year. And I'm like, no, I see.
Who was yelling at you? Your landlord?
No, just like people that live in New York. I don't want to name names. You know, I don't want to disparage people on the podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. But they were like, Ray, if you don't remove the air conditioning unit, then rain falls in and then it freezes and then it falls on people's heads and they die. And I'm like, wow, well, that got dark so fast.
I never remove my air conditioning unit. If it's bolted in and there's no like, you know, if there's not a little section for air to get in, you're good.
Also, I've lived here for 3 years. I've never taken it out.
Also, we run really fucking hot.
Yeah. And also, I didn't install it. It was the people before me. It's been there for 5 years, I'm assuming. So I have no clue. But also, if it did fall, my window in my building is above our awning. So it would land on the awning.
And then snap someone's neck.
Yeah. Well, it would have a little slow breakdown, I think.
Also, I'm hot. I'm hot 24/7.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Don't try and smoke me out.
Also, with the radiator, the cool breeze that comes through the vent of the AC, that balances out the heat.
We were at dinner last night at a very, very popular place. And it got cool last night here in New York. And when I tell you, we were fucking melting. I asked the sommelier to turn on the air.
I thought I was like hitting premenopause because one was saying anything. Mm-hmm. And I just kept looking up being like, is it me? Like, am I unwell? Like, it's something. Is my body finally collapsed?
I felt like I was getting flushed.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, is the flu back? What has happened? And then finally we pulled the table and everyone's like, we're all fucking dying. We asked the sommelier to turn on the air.
Yes.
We asked our mayor D. We asked the captain. I mean, you know, we asked everybody in that fucking restaurant, the runner, the busser, everybody.
Yeah, and they did. They obliged. They were.
I didn't feel cooler to me.
Well, they tried. They were trying. I mean, they can't do anything about it. It's New York.
It's New York.
It's like they don't control.
That is the motto for New York. We can't do anything about it. It's New York. That's it. Today is I was schlepping through fucking Times Square to get to the studio. I'm like, I can't do anything about it.
Oh my
it's
God.
New York.
Literally, when I was lost trying to come here and I was like, where am I? I'm going to get mugged.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get mugged. I can't feel my face.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And then people were taking pictures, holly jolly Christmas. And I'm like, get out of the way.
You know what I don't have time for? The holly jolly Christmas. And we have 3 Christmas trees in my house right now. We dolled it up because we're going to be positive.
Home.
We're positive. Home.
Oh, you're
positive.
Gonna be home. I mean, listen, my mom has me on. Like when I go home, that's when I know the fa-la-la will happen. But until then, I am fighting for my life. I have to go to all these dinners. Everyone's flying into town. I want to go do all this holiday stuff. And I'm like, I'm tired.
You know what I'm not doing? Going to look at the tree.
You know what? It's too crowded.
You know, Chloe made a good point the other night. She said, shouldn't the lights be on the tree just at night? They turn off the tree at night. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
No, because they want people there to buy stuff. It's commercialism. Remember, America's commercial and capitalism.
Materialism, capitalism.
All the isms.
Can I tell you, though? Capitalism has worked for us. I don't know if you know this. We have a product. People pay. They come see it. You know what I mean? It has
and
worked.
And we are grateful.
We are so grateful.
So grateful. We're proud keeping the lights.
Be an American. Where at least you'll come to our shows.
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
You know what I'm not excited for? That next year is going to be an election year and we're fucked.
Yeah, except that we're not. We're in the spring, right?
No, I wasn't even saying about us doing shows because I don't want to do shows in the fall. I'll just be like, well, no, and we'll absolutely be on the road in the fall. But I'm just saying in general, like, I don't want it. Like, can we skip? Can it be a leap year?
Yeah.
Can we just, whatever.
It is leap year.
It is?
Next year's leap year.
But we have to live it. We don't get to leap the leap year.
No, we don't. But we'll be in Australia. So we get like, I think we get an extra day because it's leap year. I mean, I don't know.
Are we leaping? Oh no, we're leaping.
We're leaping in Australia. And that's when we'll get stuck in the matrix. That's when we're lost.
Glitched in the system.
That's when we're boarding the plane and it's lost because we are flying on leap day or whatever it's called. From west to east.
Yeah.
I'll have to do that really quick.
I don't know which direction we're going, but I'm excited. I feel like nothing, in the words of Drake, nothing can stop us. What the fuck is here? Nothing can stop me. Yeah, I'm all the way up. Also, I would like to say real quick, straight to camera, I have a little beef with Drake. He has bought a property in the Turks and Caicos. And I'm not claiming like, he's from Canada, okay? He doesn't own the Turks and Caicos. I was one of the original Turks and Caicos gals, if you will. And he's been really rolling down on my island, acting like this is his spot. This is his spot. And I have been the originator of inviting people down to the Turks and Caicos. You know where you can find me? Right by the beach, boy. He has a new song out about the Turk. And I'm just like, okay, do I need to drop a fucking sick beat to let everybody know that I've been going to the Turks and Caicos since the dawn of time?
I feel like that's a real colonialist attitude, but you live your life, girl.
But guess what? He's from Canada. It's not like he came in and it's, okay, he's a winter bird that flew south.
You know what? What I think about Drake is I just remind myself that he was in the wheelchair on the TV show and now he's selling out, you know, MSG. And that's just what I think about.
But I can't go to my floating bar anytime Drake's down there because his posse is down there and they take over the bar.
Okay, well, make
and
sure
I haven't been invited. And that was my bar. That was my tiki bar in the middle of the ocean that I go to after the sandbar.
Okay.
And I just feel like I brought a lot of dollars to tourism for Turks and Caicos.
Okay, well, we'll send an email.
I will.
Write an email, Karen.
I'm going to write
an email.
A Turks and Caicos email that Drake, I would like to be invited to your party.
Listen, white woman from Atlanta, write an email to the rapper from Canada that
you're
upset that your tiki bar is no longer available.
It's out of service. I can't get on the list. I can't get on the tiki bar list.
So you can't get a pina colada.
No.
Even though you've been drinking them since you were 6 years old.
And guess what? You're going to come down there with me.
Uh-huh.
And I guarantee he'll be down there. And we're going to roll up. We're going to be drunk from the sandbar.
Well, I think
and you're going to cause a scene.
No, I think I'll be invited in.
I should be invited in too. But here's the thing. When there's so many boats out there and he's shooting a music video, we can't even, the wake's too heavy. The motion of the ocean is too busy for us to roll up to. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I can't wait to see this. But remember, I'm an Olympic level swimmer, so I could squeeze on by.
Also, was great with Butterfly. It's not like I couldn't dive in, but when there's fucking boats and jet skis, you're not going to
I don't know. Maybe I'll slip right in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'll be like Cardi B and Offset on the jet skis. Like,
you know? I heard they're not doing well.
Oh.
I heard Cardi B and Offset might be, they're in an argument. I just saw something on TikTok.
I saw that Cardi B was in the Beyonce movie.
Oh, she is, for a second. We haven't seen it. We haven't Renaissance yet. Beyonce, please don't be mad at us.
I know. I'm going to go. I am going to go.
We're going to go.
It's on my list of things to do. I also thought it would be like a fun thing to do with my mom. Because she.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't take her to the concert. So I feel like. Take her to the movie, let her get that out, you know, let her.
If I took Robin to the Beyonce movie, she'd be like, so is she or is she not the Illuminati? What'd she name a daughter? Blue?
Yeah.
Blue? I saw this thing on TikTok.
Oh, did you see the thing about the blueberry?
The blueberry.
Yeah.
And the reason they named Blue Ivy is because they would say she looked like a little blueberry on her sonogram, but her name was gonna be Brooklyn Carter, which I gotta be honest with you, goes fucking hard.
Well, and was that the interview with Gail?
Yeah.
I mean, Gail, what an icon.
But also kind of phones in a lot of interviews. Okay. I'm just going to say.
Okay.
I'm going to say, Gail, sometimes you're like, did she do the research?
I don't know. I don't watch a ton. I just get the clips. You know what I mean? I just get some of the clips from the year wrap up. You know what I miss? Remember Barbara Walters' 10 most fascinating people of the year?
Oh my God.
Okay, wait. Name three of the most fascinating people you interacted with this year.
This year alone?
Yeah, this year. Just three.
Three people that were fascinating.
It was a fascinating interaction. So I know my number one right now.
Who's your number one?
Because it just happened to us. This is coming out in a week, but it just happened to us. We had an interaction with Mike Tyson.
Oh, did we have an interaction with Mike Tyson at the Rangers game? He sat behind us, and I shit you not.
I've never been more still in my life. Like, you would have thought I was auditioning for Juilliard Ballet because I was like, don't make a move. Don't spill your drink. He's sitting right behind you. Because, you know, he's one of those guys everyone wants to rile up because they want to see him get mad.
Yeah.
And I'm like one of those people who accidentally spills things just on accident. It wasn't going to be, it wasn't an, like a thing to rile him up. So I got nervous. But then just hearing him talk.
He was on the phone, hand to God.
On a FaceTime.
On a FaceTime. During the Rangers game. And he said, did you tell him about my pigeons? I don't even know what that accent was that I just did. He was talking about his pigeons. Yes. If you don't know this, Mike Tyson has pigeons that are trained. They're war
living
pigeons.
Living at his home.
Living at his
home.
He
also only came to the game for 10 minutes.
Yep. He did. They put him on the screen.
Yeah. And then he left.
And then he left.
But it was still, I mean, he's a legend. Legend. That was one of the most fascinating people I met this year. What about you? Do you have any that you can think of?
Any fascinating people? I mean, I've met a lot of new cool people in the industry that I'm proud to call friends now, but fascinating. Goddamn. Fascinating. I'm going to need to think on this one.
Okay.
Fascinating folks. You know, Polo, when we went down to Cabo, he was pretty fucking fascinating.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I want to go.
I want to go there.
But we're not going to tell you where.
We're not going to tell you. Because
it'll blow up and then Drake will go and Heather won't be able to get
in. And I won't be able to get in. And I'm going to be pissed. Do you think, I feel like if I just sent a titty pic to Drake and I was like, I'm going to be on the island, man. Like, and just see what he does.
I think about 400,000 girls do that. So good luck to you.
And my tits aren't where they used to be. So.
Well, you know what? We could make it.
We could. Maybe I'll ask Jeff to do that. I'll say, Jeff, I need you to really do the lighting. Take some really sexy photos of me so we can go, so we could get back on the tiki bar in the middle of the ocean because Drake's always there.
So you got to do this, but you have to do the sexy photos while you're down there.
Right? Oh, because I need to be tan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but also because then it's like, hey, I'm here on the island.
And geotag it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's got to be one of those.
Meet me at Waimara.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Replay in Waimara.
Yeah, yeah. Penthouse is open.
Penthouse is open, but it's not open. But I got a key from the front desk. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that guy we met in Mexico, he was fascinating. And then, oh man, who else did, wow.
Yeah, there's some stuff we
there's
need to,
some stuff
we will figure it out. We will we're going to run it by legal and then we'll talk about it at the top of the year.
But I remember that was like the whole thing. Remember most fascinating people times 100. Like, all those wrap ups. I'm ready for those.
I'm ready to be on one of the, I want to be the time 100 person of the year.
And I think you will. We only do iconic shit now.
We only do iconic shit.
Yeah, we only do iconic
shit. So when we were at SNL, we said together, you know what? We're going to be at SNL. Want to know why? Because we only do iconic shit.
Amen. That's 2024 icons.
Icons only.
Yeah.
Icons only. The perfect name for this podcast. Ray, I want you to know that I love you and I adore you. And I'm glad we were able to do this year together. I'm glad you came on the road. Everybody was so impressed with your comedy. Everyone was just fucking adoring you on the road. And I think you've had a really cool experience. I'm glad that you're my road dog, bud.
I love you too, babe. I had the year of my life, but it was incredible. And highs and lows, definitely some room for improvement on your end. But I think I crushed it. And I'm so excited for the rest of the tour. And
you know what? Room for improvement for everybody.
Oh, that's what they'll say. Okay, we'll see about that.
And nothing can stop us. We're only improving.
You know what? You know what we're going to cut next year? The oppression.
This episode is over because I'm not going to hear about Ray's oppression because he's actually thriving and had more opportunities this year. He is not oppressed. I don't want to fucking hear it. And you know what? If you try and get into Drake's party at the Tiki Bar and if he says for some reason, like, okay, we're like, it's full. The Tiki Bar is actually at the point where it could sink. That's the thing. It has a weight capacity. Okay?
Oh, so I'm going to break the weight capacity. Saying, so now she's attacking the fat girl.
No,
so again, oppression needs to be cut.
No. Yes. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew how you were going to twist it.
Exactly.
I'm just saying if there's 40 people on it, and there's actually a list. Like, they're like, we can't take any more bodies on it.
Excuse me.
You cannot scream. I am oppressed.
No. I will hop on and accidentally trip a girl and make her knock her off the thing. Mm. Do you never play that game at the beach at the game where you had to knock the people off the float? I always won.
Yeah. And when you find out that she is his girlfriend.
They're all his girlfriends.
I know they are.
But he's not going to
I want to be one too.
But also, I want you to know that I will get us on the float because I often do get us there and I never leave you behind.
You never leave me behind.
I never leave
you
behind.
And you know what I'm not doing? I'm not leaving you behind in 2024.
Amen.
Listen, don't leave your loved ones behind. That's why I'm just, I was going to do like a fake ad. That's why you should sign up for Carnival Cruise.
Call 1-800-
No family members left behind. But there are a couple family members that probably should be left behind. Anyways, we love you. We mean it. Ray, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of my life. Only big things in the year. I mean, this podcast will be back next week. I don't know where we're at. I'm on a hiatus.
Well, we might be.
Where are we going?
The Turks.
The Turks. Guys, thank you for being a part of this podcast. I love you. I mean it. We'll be back next week. As always, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. I want to hear about your holiday just shit show. I want to hear about the Absolutely Knots. Please call into the podcast. And again, get your tickets at heatherontour.com. They make great gifts. I don't want to hear it, okay? We're going to be back on the road in like a couple weeks, and then you're going to go, I didn't know you had a show. We have fucking shows everywhere. So get your tickets at heatherontour.com. I love you. I mean it. Here's to a new year, new us.
Sports,
absolutely.
Sports girls now.
Sports girls. Absolutely, yes. We'll see you on the next episode. Arrivederci, Chabella. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.